Creating Pleasure Bay. The main image on this sign is an aerial photograph from 1925 as Castle Island was being connected to South Boston. The photograph shows newly made land reaching just over halfway to Castle Island. A stretch of open land to the north is now Massport's Conley Container Terminal. On the south side, the new beach curves gracefully from the island to the South Boston shoreline that was itself shaped to continue the beach's arc to City Point. There, a very grand city-owned bathhouse and restaurant, known as the Head House, welcomed visitors. Pleasure Bay, with its beaches and boardwalk, was created when the eastern tip of South Boston was connected to Castle Island, which used to be about a half mile offshore. When landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted drafted his 1883 plan for South Boston's Marine Park, he envisioned connecting it to Castle Island by filling in some 600 acres of mudflats, using soil dredged from the reserved channel to the north and the area to the south he named Pleasure Bay. The vision took nearly 50 years to complete. In the meantime, a wooden footbridge from the mainland was built in 1892, and a delighted public flocked to the island. On Thursday nights in the summer, dances were held there under a wooden canopy hung with colored lanterns. Irish serving girls in the 1890s who came to dance on their night off were affectionately described as kitchen canaries by the young men who sought their attention. The footbridge was replaced by a cement path across the newly made land in 1928 and then by a paved road in 1932. Across from Castle Island, an iron pier stretched seaward from the Head House. It defined Pleasure Bay and fulfilled Olmsted's plan of increasing public access to the health benefits of sea air. The 1938 hurricane heavily damaged the pier, and it was replaced in 1953 by a granite causeway. 6 years later, Pleasure Bay was enclosed by a dike with two openings that allow the tide to flow in and out. Four illustrations are on the sign's lower panel. On the left are two maps. The first is from 1806 and shows Castle Island with its fort clearly separate from the mainland, offshore. The second, drawn in 1883, depicts how Olmsted envisioned the mainland and the island could be connected to create Pleasure Bay. A next image is a picture postcard of the footbridge that once connected the mainland to Castle Island. The footbridge gave the public access to Castle Island for the first time and attracted hundreds, especially on weekends. The postcard shows formally dressed couples strolling toward Castle Island and Fort Independence. Two young boys with caps are kneeling on the side bench and leaning over the railing. A postcard on the right is of the iron pier built in 1896 that led from the Head House out to what was then called Head Island. A wooden canopy over part of the pier provided shade. Many people are strolling along the pier, the women wearing ankle-length skirts. A few boats are anchored in Pleasure Bay. Today, Head Island is known as the Sugar Bowl.